Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. And we're talking to Rondo and Shiloh Gamble from Get Real Ministries. Hi, how you
good
doing?
Morning, good morning.
I finally get to meet the folks behind the Jesus Burger in person.
Exactly.
Well, tell us a little bit about Get Real Ministries. First of all, that's a nice title. I mean, everybody remembers it.
Get Real Ministries, actually, Get Real is an acronym. And that acronym stands for God's Eternal Throne, Righteousness, Everlasting, Abundant Love.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
And not
only that, but the way that the ministry comes forth, it's real.
Very.
We may be a little too stout for some, you know what I mean? Maybe a little too plain for some, but I'm telling you, we've seen the hand of God move in our ministry time and time and time and time again.
Yeah. People call it get over it ministries.
Well, we're back into reality here. So when we get real, we really get real, huh? Amen. So you got to get over a lot of things.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, I just threw out there the Jesus Burger, but then again, that's something that got a lot of people familiar with Get Real Ministries.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how that got started and how it progresses.
Okay.
You're on.
About six and a half, seven years ago, my wife was homeless in Dallas. She had went to Longview, Texas, to a place called Highway 80 Missions. They had an event there called Jesus Burger. And what they would do, they would bring folks from the missions, different places they'd bring to this event where they would serve burgers and they would preach the word.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's where Shiloh was introduced to Jesus Christ right there. Mm. She surrendered her life there. Well, the steps of God had brought her to Copan, America, of all places.
Copan, America!
And she came,
McDonald's?
She came to Get Real Ministries needing some assistance for her and her son.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest, like I say, is history. So because of the outreach that we do at Get Real Ministries, this Jesus Burger element fit right in, because we do a lot of things as far as reaching out into the community. And basically, Jesus Burger is, in the summertime, we have this park area behind our church building that connects mm-hmm. with the Brookhaven Apartments.
Yeah.
So in the summertime, we have Jesus Burger event there. During wintertime, we have it across the street behind the FYC convenience store in this warehouse mm-hmm. building that we have. But Jesus Burger is this. It's full-blown church. We have the worship music, we have the preaching, have the water baptism set up. While we're doing that, we have guys on grills grilling burgers. The night before, we put homeless food, we put food bags together for people. So when the event is over and done, we have a bus that On the Rock Ministries has donated to us.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, yeah. Amen.
Awesome
Ken
ministry.
And Sandy,
yeah.
Awesome ministry. We have designated spots around Bartlesville where we take the bus and we pick up people that need a ride to the event. When everything is said and done, the salvations take place, the water baptisms take place. Everybody eats food. Everything is free. Everybody has grilled hamburgers and all the sides. Not only that, the clothing ministry, we have an extensive clothing ministry, is open. People go shopping, get all the clothes that they need. We have these food bags put together. Everybody gets a bag of food, get back on the bus, take them back to wherever home might be. But we will serve anywhere. We've had as many as 200 people show up to this event.
Wow.
We serve each month. We'll serve up at least 40 pounds of hamburgers. So, you know, that's 160, 180 burgers, something like that. And the lives that are changed through Jesus Burger, it sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy.
No, really, it doesn't, because
just crazy enough it gets people's
crazy
attention.
Crazy enough to work. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. And we don't have. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have a mother church that we're under. I mean, everything that we do is private donations, just people, the heart, God's moving on their heart, and they say, hey, how can we help? How can we bless?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we do Jesus Burger.
So God gets the glory every time.
Yeah,
with every outreach thing we do. We are a nonprofit, so we can write off the tax return part of it.
Uh-huh.
But as far as it goes with the 501, we're not under the
501.
The rules and regulations that they have for the grants.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah, so God gets the glory on every bit of it. So
we're able to do a little bit more, not being a 501 at this time. Now, 501 is awesome.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. it has its gaps.
Yep, it has its place, but it has certain restrictions too. Yeah. You know, so with private funds coming in the way that they do, we can do a lot more for a lot more people.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I understand that you're working now to help sustain a little bit more permanently what you've established. You've
yes.
already got something working, but you got other things working too in order to perpetuate Get Real
yes,
Ministry.
Yes,
yes. That's the way I want to put it.
As of February 1st, we will be taking over a proprietorship of what is now known as Thrift Harbor Resale. As of February 1st, it will be called Get Real Thrifty.
Good.
So, and what that is going to do, that we're believing that that's going to generate income to help us support our outreach missions that we do. Our Jesus Burger event is somewhere around $600-$700 a month.
Mm-hmm.
We do that every month.
Christmas.
Oh my gosh. This past Christmas, instead of setting up a dining hall in our sanctuary like mm-hmm. we typically would do, we had drive-through Christmas dinner.
Yes.
Yeah. We served 200 meals
on the Rock Ministry.
Wow.
On the Rock Ministry sent their teen board over to serve with us.
They're awesome.
Between people driving up in cars, walking up, riding their bicycles, we served 200 meals. And out of those 200 meals, we had 48 people say yes, they want Jesus to be Lord of their life.
Yeah.
Wow.
So everything we do, it's Jesus first. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not perfect in what we're doing. We don't have all the answers. But we do purpose in our heart to promote Jesus.
Yeah. They get Jesus from the time of the pull in the parking yeah. lot to the time they got their food. And so it's not just pull in, grab your food and go. You know, it's all about Him. And they get fed spiritually and physically.
I like that.
Yeah.
You get your spiritual vitamins as mm-hmm. well as your a nourishing meal. That's good.
So earlier this year, the Trump administration or his daughter actually initiated the Farmers to Family program.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a number of churches here in Bartlesville that benefited from that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, from June 1 to July 17, I believe it was, mm-hmm. we handed out over 350,000 pounds of food from our parking lot mm-hmm. right there on 14th Street.
Wow.
Yeah.
We touched a lot of lives. And once again, the people that were lined up in their cars, we had people all the way out into the street just visiting, just making connection, just loving on people, you know,
yeah.
and speaking the name of Jesus over their lives. And we had salvation after salvation take place through that as well.
That's got to be awesome to see. I mean, here are people, sometimes total strangers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they've got that one commonality.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So I remember one time, a number of years ago, I was volunteering at the Lighthouse here in town.
Uh-huh.
And I was visiting with a gentleman. And the point I'm going to make here is we don't always know why people are without or homeless or in transit or whatever. We don't know.
I was in the Marine Corps, and I was a mother of three, PTA mom, and just because life took a side turn and I made the wrong decisions to cope, is why we do a lot of outreach on the street with recovery. So with that being said, we don't know what story behind whoever it is.
There's a million stories out there.
There are.
And
this one gentleman told me, I said, why Bartlesville, America, of all places? You know,
why?
Why Bartlesville?
Why Copan?
And his reply to me was this.
Uh-huh.
I'll never forget it. He sat there and he looked up at me for just a second. He looked back down and he said, when my wife burned up in her house fire, all I had left was this old pickup. He said, I got in my pickup and I started driving till I ran out of money and I ran out of gas. And he said, this is where I ended up. Mm-hmm. So guys, we don't know.
We get a lot of that
we
too,
don't
actually.
Know. We do a lot of outreach through Washington County Jail. We do a lot of outreach. We have people literally come up to our church and say, hey, they told me in lockup, y'all might can help me. So we have food. Every Sunday service and every Wednesday service, we have food that we hand out to people.
Food bags.
But they'll literally come up and we can help you out with some food. We can put some shoes on your feet. Jeremy and Kim Toll have First Step Shoe Ministries,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they've handed out over 1,000 pair of brand new shoes.
Now that's a ministry with soul.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's,
they got a lot of soul.
I like that. I like that. But Jeremy and Kim, they provide new shoes for people. A lot of times, a lot of times it's for students. They try to do this right before school starts. Mm-hmm. And Jeremy and Kim have been a major part of what Get Real Ministries does in their outreach as well.
Very good. Now, you mentioned that you have church services.
Yes.
Now, first of all, you're on 14th, but we're on 14th?
We're 411 West 14th Street.
Okay. 411.
Literally, 411. We are literally just west of the tracks.
Okay.
The FYC convenience store is just on the north side of the road. We're on the south side of the road.
Okay, I know where you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now, when do you convene to have services?
Okay, Sunday mornings at 10:30. We start at 10:30 on Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. Wednesday night, we start at 6:30. Mm-hmm. Friday night at 6, prayer. Monday night at 6, Bible teaching. We have something going on constantly. There's always, always something going on in that ministry.
And we have bus stops, so if they want to message us on Facebook to get the bus stop routes, if anybody wants a bus stop ride, and for Jesus Burger mm-hmm. as well.
Take care of
that. But that's something we do. We go around and pick up, particularly on the west side. Hmm. So, yeah.
Wow, that's nice. I mean, you know, you got a way to get there. You give them away to give them away.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you see, we believe that Jesus is, God has called us to minister mm-hmm. to people. Don't want to say they don't have no hope, because we all have hope, but their hope
They've
is misdirected.
It. Yeah.
We deal with a lot of people that are addicted to drugs of various types, various kinds. My wife and I both have recovered. We spent some long years in the drug world, so there's very few things that ever come through the door over there that we haven't dealt with personally.
You're not going to be surprised, are you?
No.
We've yet to be surprised.
Yeah, and don't be surprised if you come to a service. But God's always in control as far as it goes. We just let him handle it. We're led on how to handle it. And a lot of it's just love and understanding and
love,
the compassion
love,
that,
love.
You know what, you could be there any moment, and that we were there at a lot of places. And so we deal with a lot of, we have prostitutes, we have gang members, we have kids that are gang members that we minister to. And there have been so many success stories that come out of God working through this little ministry, because it's a small building, but God has done such amazing things that it's even branched out to other states that people have moved mm-hmm. on and started their ministries through God working and healing through either Jesus Burger or Get Real. We have
Iron Sharp Ministries just partnered up with us mm-hmm. recently, an amazing group of people, Iron Sharp Ministries, and their home church is in Collinsville, Oklahoma, a glorious mm-hmm. church where Billy Brim, Chip Brim, is a senior pastor there. But they've come on board with us lately, and
they're donating.
Yeah, they're making amazing donations, and just a couple of weeks ago, we were at the pavilion there at Johnstone Park,
mm-hmm.
and Iron Sharp was there, and
Bartlesville Monthly Magazine,
yep, yep.
Keith and Christy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were there handing out brand new backpacks with clothes and food. And I mean, it's amazing.
We're connecting together as a body of Christ with the same hearts.
It's amazing what God can do collectively through people.
How can we find out more? Or do you have an online presence where people can kind of get a little bit familiar with you?
Yep. Facebook Live and or GetRealBeville.com.
Oh, wow. Okay, good.
GetRealBeville.com.
I like the ring of that.
Yeah. Our services are our Facebook Live every time.
Yeah.
So in case you can't get out or you don't feel like comfortable being out in the crowd yet.
So when the COVID thing first hit, it was about a year ago, mm-hmm. roughly March or somewhere around Easter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But anyway, we contacted the city about having services. And what we asked permission to do was to have what we called parking lot praise. So what took place was we set our worship team up in the parking lot. We had people back in as if they were at a drive-in movie.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I got up on the roof. We led worship from up on the roof and preached the word of God from the roof.
Yeah.
And we did that a number of times. Yeah. And it's
for a few months.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising how many people have come up to me and said, you know, when y'all going to do that again? He said, I live over
on like that
1300 block of Osage or someplace. Yeah. And they're like, and I could hear you. I'm like, are you kidding me?
So they don't go to church, but that whole area got churched.
People literally say, well, we sat out on our porch on Sunday, drink coffee, hoping you're on the air.
In the air.
Yeah.
And going and telling it on the mountain, so to speak.
Shout it from the rooftops.
Yeah.
Oh man. So. I want to thank you both for being here. And of course, I want folks to drop by your website and your Facebook page and drop by in person, if you will.
Yes. Yes.
And really
Absolutely.
Get to know Rando and Shiloh Gamble, the pastors there at Get Real Ministries. Yeah, guys, thank you very much.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
I just wanted to say, though, real quick, thank you for Iron Sharp for their donating the meat for Jesus Burger this month.
Oh, wow, good.
And then Gospel Grill, which is a new grill off, it's where the old Sherm's was, off of 123, Highway 123.
Yes.
It's called Gospel Grill now, and so they donated the meat last month, so that's been amazing.
That's a major.
It's something else.
40 pounds of meat.
All righty. We'll be back with more in just a moment. You've been listening to our very special Community Connection today, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home on K1.